This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, you. Yeah, you, in the car. Did you know that over half of the people who listen to Joy are allies of the LGBTIQ plus community, just like you? So you may not be aware, but times are really tough financially at Joy, and we're reaching out for your support. So tell your siblings, your workmates, heck, even wind down your window and tell someone else stuck in the traffic to head over to joy.org.au and help us build Joy Nation by making a donation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
This is Saturday Magazine.
Welcome to SatMag, Katie.
Hi, Macca. I'm happy to be back. It's been a long time.
It's been a while. It's great to have you here.
I've been busy doing my own show.
I know. And look, I'm a listener and I enjoy it.
Yeah, it's Miss Chatelaine 9 a.m. Sundays for the people who don't know.
Yeah, well.
And you always like my tweets and send me messages. It's lovely.
And look, I like the music. You know, you have a real connection with the performers, you know, and I know when you speak to them, you know, you've done your research, but, you know, there's a passion that comes out in it, you know, that I really acknowledge and, you know, admire. And it's something that a lot of Joy broadcasters have, you know, we're passionate about what we do.
Yep.
And, you know, a lot of the artists that come on your show, yes, they're very well known, but, you know, they're actually coming on there because they know they're going to get a good go. They're going to get to, you know, actually talk about something that's important to them.
Yeah.
It's not about grabbing headlines and other stuff. It's what independent media is really about.
Absolutely. And I don't just have famous people, although I did get a couple of great ones last year.
You did.
But, yeah, it's fantastic. The artists love it. Often they'll come in here and I've met them before and they leave and we're buddies and we're Facebook friends and,
I know. It's really, you know, radio. I say radio is so much new media because there's now so many ways to access it. And we were talking earlier about, you know, social media and other platforms. And I know you have some strong views on this.
Oh, I do.
And where do you think, Katie, where do you think it all started to go wrong with social media and public discourse in Australia? We know, okay, in the US, it's been on a downward slope for a very long time.
Yeah.
But in Australia, did the rot set in?
Long before social media. Long before social media. And you and I are both old enough to have lived BSM, as it were, before social media.
Yeah, that'll do. That'll do.
Before the dawn of social media, BDSM.
Oh, we like that. Write that down, Dylan.
BDSM.
We've just got a whole lot of new listeners.
Look, if you wanted to talk politics with people, it was among your circle of friends, or you might go to a public lecture or, you know, have pub chats with people about politics. But these days, and I think it's a good thing, that many people who never had a voice before now have a voice thanks to social media. Marginalised groups in particular, such as people with disability, people of colour, women especially, can speak their minds and be heard.
Yes.
That is the great thing about social
media.
Be
heard, but also be heard.
Well, exactly. As far as the rot setting in, well, look, I'm actually talking about Australian politics here. Mm. I'm actually shocked these days at what politicians get away with. You know, we've had scandal after scandal after scandal and nobody's been fired or lost their seat or, well, maybe a few have, very few. But 1996, I think it was, Macca, when Pauline Hanson was elected and spoke out in Parliament against, I think, what Asians flooding our country?
Yes.
And our Prime Minister
swamped
at the time...
Asians.
Pardon?
Being swamped by Asians.
That's the one. Our Prime Minister at the time, John Howard, showed, in my opinion, a complete failure of leadership by not censuring what she said. Not censuring.
Not calling it out.
Exactly. He...
In fact, he invited her in, you know...
Yeah.
Not in bed with him, but invited her into the bedroom.
That, to me, was the start of the rot. Yeah. And since then, it's gone, what's that, 25 years ago now.
Yeah.
And it's all gone downhill, gradually. Also, he started doing that whole nationalism thing rather than just being proud to be an Australian.
Nationalism is the refuge of a scoundrel.
Hmm. Well, he really started ramping that up with the Australian flags everywhere and et cetera. And that was a contributing factor, I believe, as well. I was reminded recently by my sister, we were talking about the fact that there are so many politicians getting away with stuff these days. She reminded me of Meek Young. Do you remember?
Paddington Bear?
Yes. For listeners who don't remember...
It was an effing stuffed animal.
Exactly. Meek Young was, a government minister.
He was Special Minister of State.
Yes. And he was forced to step down as minister. Well, not forced. He did step down as minister because his wife brought back a stuffed Paddington Bear in her luggage from an overseas trip and didn't declare it.
And there was another, either before or after Liberal minister, McKellar.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a colour TV.
Right.
Like a relatively expensive item, but a colour TV. Yep. Same thing.
Yep.
Didn't declare it on his customs declaration.
And they were big scandals back in the day. And, you know, people were outraged because the normal person isn't allowed to do this sort of stuff. The ministers were perceived to have got away with it. Their prime ministers made them or told them to get out. They didn't resign from Parliament. So Meek Young became a minister again 3 years later.
You can't get completely out of the trough, Katie.
But, I mean, yeah, we were talking about these terrible things that are happening these days, which are beyond the pale, honestly. My sister kept on going, Paddington Bear!
Yes, I know. And, I think of that and I just, it's not that we've become more tolerant. It's become, we've become immune to it.
Oh.
And, you know, that we do, we tolerate it.
I don't.
Well, yeah, but, you know, as a community.
I know.
It's tolerated.
Yeah.
And, you know, why don't we have a federal ICAC?
Okay. I know.
The argument is, ICAC, some would argue, has overstepped the mark. Fine. Regulate it properly.
Mm-hmm.
But it gets back to, if we're going to regulate social media, let me ask you the question, Katie. If a government, an Australian government, proposed a panel that was going to regulate social media content, would you trust it?
No. Nobody trusts the government these days. No. And this is all because of this scandal after scandal after scandal.
So how do you regulate? I mean, I know, you know, all of us at Joy, we've seen from time to time, you know, we've got them, we've seen them, you know, untoward comments, very unpleasant comments on social media.
Yep.
If I was concerned about all of those, I would have been committed long ago. But, you know, at the end of the day, there are, you know, people are hurt by them.
Yeah.
We need to find a way not to regulate it, but to actually to deliver some respect back into these platforms.
Yeah.
How do we do it?
Oh, look, I'm not a magician, Macca, but honestly, the people that own and run these platforms and make money from them have to do something.
But they have political views. And you can't tell me that Mark Zuckerberg and others who own these platforms or run these platforms, that the way they run those platforms is not influenced by their political view. Now, I'm not saying that doesn't happen, right? You know, the chair of Nine is Peter Costello. You know, Rupert Murdoch is the chair of News Corp. You know, of course, I have an opinion, you have an opinion. What we say on air is influenced by that opinion. But I think we take our responsibilities more seriously.
Oh, we have to, otherwise we get kicked off air.
Yeah, that's because we're regular. Yeah, but we're also regulated.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right? And there's a process at Joy.
Yeah.
But this doesn't exist.
No.
You know, if we believe
the
reports that Twitter...
Yeah.
The only reason that Jack...
Dorsey.
Did this because hundreds and hundreds of Twitter employees, you know, wrote to him and said, look, you know, you got to get this guy off.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know what his political view is.
No.
But at the end of the day, we need a better system.
We do.
We can't rely on the goodwill, you know.
Yep.
You know, John Howard's nickname was Mr. Magoo with good intentions. Well, I don't quite think he was. But what do we do?
Well, yeah, you're right. Something has to happen. I don't know. Is it a United Nations?
Oh, for God. I mean,
do you think it's up to each country's legislature to do something? Look, I don't know.
Look, I think...
I don't have the answers.
I think it's a, you know...
People need to be nicer. What can I say?
Well, yeah, and, you know, judges? Do we allow, you know, judges to make this decision? Well, in some ways I'd say yes. Then I'd say, okay, well, without going into details, there was a particularly nasty case of sexual assault, rape, where someone hasn't gone to jail.
Mm-hmm.
So, look, I didn't attend that hearing. I don't know all the facts. Rape is rape, right? But what that says to me is I think all of our faith in law and judges has been challenged.
Mm-hmm.
I acknowledge being a judge would be an incredibly difficult job, mm-hmm. right? By its nature, what are you? You're a judge.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not sure I have faith in judges. So
yeah.
The reality is how we regulate this, you know what? We're all rooted.
Yeah.
It's actually, it's gone too far.
Okay.
We should have done this at the start.
Oh, totally. Yes, yes, yes. Look, Macca, I've been on Twitter since the very early days. I joined Twitter in 2009.
Yes.
So I have seen it go from a really fun place to be to quite a serious place to be. I still find it fun. Honestly, Twitter can be great if you follow the right people, set up various safeguards for yourself. I still read people whose views I don't agree with because
I don't
want to be in a bubble. But most of Twitter these days is the news and politics.
Yep.
Whereas before it used to be lots of jokes, observations on humans, etc. I just, you know, I stay on it because it is actually the best place to find up-to-date news. When the attempted coup was happening in America last week, Twitter was sensational.
Oh,
just
yes.
Sensational because we had on-the-ground reports from
citizen
people.
Citizen journalism.
Yep. And I always remember the terrible tsunami in Japan a few years ago.
Yes.
That was extraordinary being on Twitter during that.
It was.
Yep.
Yeah. And again, you know, we've got, you know, from a listener here, I have faith in the legal system, another listener. It'd be good to talk a little bit more about what regulation at Joy actually means, really quickly.
Mm.
The community broadcasting regulations are quite onerous and they're quite detailed. And Joy has a lot, has to do and continues to do a lot of work to comply with them. There is an expectation and an element of trust placed in everyone who is a presenter on air, and this also includes people who post on social media and they're identified as a Joy person. There is a social media policy. It's not perfect. I don't claim.
No.
You know, I have to, you know, I'm the president. It's not perfect. But we absolutely do our best.
Still on air 27 years later?
Yep, yeah. And, you know, there have been cases where, for example, complaints, you know, I've had, you know, people that have made complaints about me. And, you know, when in a previous term as president, I let that complaint run its course.
Yep.
Right? And it did run its course and it was adjudicated. And, you know, at the end of it, I acknowledged that what I'd said, I think the words I used, was not ideal. And then I said, wasn't just not ideal. I shouldn't have said it in the way I did.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
And I apologised.
Yep.
But there is an oversight, and at the end of the day, the regulator ultimately can decide and adjudicate on a complaint or how Joy operates.
You've been listening to Saturday Magazine on Australia's first and only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.